Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about spiritual bypassing. Do you avoid healing wounds by ignoring them? Have you found yourself continuously sprouting enlightened principles to circumvent instead of doing the work? Are you always touting how woke you are, but find people challenging you on that? Learn how to stop spiritual bypassing before it starts as we begin our month focused on living your life fully. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. New month, happy October. October is probably one of my favorite months because Halloween is my all-time favorite holiday, and I could really let myself go crazy, and thankfully I don't. So today we're going to talk about spiritual bypassing. This can create clutter in your life. You can accumulate a bunch of stuff you don't use or need as part of your spiritual or religious pursuit. Buy this incense or buy this crystal. I have seen some incredibly cluttered homes of spiritual people. It can create mental clutter because if you are doing the spiritual bypassing, you're avoiding, and that can create underlying anxiety. You can create emotional clutter by not honoring your emotions. You're not owning your life when you're doing the spiritual bypassing, or if you are someone who is causing harm to another, that's not spiritual. You can create financial clutter if you spend a ton of money on enlightenment. I will be sharing my story soon, and that's a little bit of it. You can also create health clutter, just stressed. If you aren't honoring yourself, if you are spending more than you can earn, if you aren't feeling your feelings, that can all add up to stress. And obviously relationships. One of the things that I had to ask my husband after I worked with this mentor is I had stepped out and had been 4 or 5 months, and I went out to lunch with someone who was a part of that group. And she said, oh, Elizabeth this and Elizabeth that. And I came home and I said, was I like that? And he said, yes, it can cause a strain in your relationship. And I told my husband moving forward, I don't think I'll ever do that again or get caught up like I did. Today's episode was inspired by a few things. I'm taking plant medicine, if you've been following along. And I have a book by an author, and there was a big brouhaha with someone. I'm not going to go into the details, but suffice to say, the person was abusive and people were coming to their defense, and someone was able to say, whoa, whoa, hold on, let's take a step back here. And there was abuse that needs to be acknowledged, and then we can move forward, but you just can't bypass it and ignore it. And so that inspired me to write the episode. I think also what I was inspired by, as I mentioned a moment ago, is after leaving what I probably would call cult light and hearing someone just not listening to their wisdom and saying, oh, Elizabeth this, Elizabeth that, it's like, whoa, that's not healthy. So that also inspired today. And then I read this story and made some revisions, but I thought it was a great example of really kind of extreme spiritual bypass. There was a man who was driving a car, hit a young woman riding a bike and killed her. He was struggling with his emotions, obviously. I think most of us who are decent human beings would be fraught and feel guilt, even if it wasn't our fault, if we had hit someone. He ended up doing the spiritual bypassing because he said he had no blame. The girl attracted the accident, a la law of attraction, and created her own death, and so he bore no responsibility. I don't have to feel guilt about this. To me, that's an example of spiritual bypassing. And as I mentioned a moment ago, in cult light, I wasn't feeling my emotions despite all the work I was doing and I wouldn't address stuff. One of the things that the mentor said to me all the time was, oh, you know, you were a thief in a past life. You were in a thief in a past life. And that really did a number on me. And I think maybe I haven't examined it, that maybe played a part, like, oh my gosh, well, if I pay this money, then maybe that's a way of making amends. And someone said to me the other day, the ladies that I have on this month, and I'll talk about it more, but they said, she was projecting onto you. That had nothing to do with you. So for years, this has entered my consciousness and thinking, well, if someone ripped me off, then is that the karma? No, it was really some spiritual bypassing going on. And you know, when I'm going to write a book about my experience, because I don't want anyone else to go through what I do. And if it makes a difference for one person, that'll be well worth the effort. Because I wouldn't want anyone to do what I do. And I know I'm going to piss off a lot of people that are still in that group, and they're going to completely do the spiritual bypassing, and I'm sure say hateful things about me. And it is what it is. I have zero control over that. But my truth needs to be spoken, and I need to support other people. Because when you do spiritual bypassing, that allows you to justify abuse. And so it's gone beyond you saying maybe you doing self-harm by not feeling your feelings or owning your life. But then someone who's a quote-unquote guru can justify their abuse. Well, this is the spiritual enlightened way for me to do this to you. And so that's kind of what I got caught up in. You know, people had been with this woman for over 20 years. And one of the things as I started to pull away was, there was one woman in particular, and I thought, you've been seeing her for 20 years and you act like you're in junior high. Like, she pulled some mean girl stuff on me. And I'm thinking, we're about spiritual enlightenment here, and you're acting like you're 13 and you've been working with her for 20 years and you take 4 classes a week and you go on all the retreats. This isn't adding up. Something's not right about that. So those are some of the things that had inspired me for today. So I got a definition from Wikipedia. A spiritual bypass or spiritual bypassing is a, quote, tendency to use spiritual ideas and practices to sidestep or avoid facing unresolved emotional issues, psychological wounds, and unfinished developmental tasks, unquote. The term was introduced in the early 80s by John Wellwood, a Buddhist teacher and psychotherapist. Clinicians in pastoral psychology have identified both beneficial and detrimental manifestations of behavior that could be described as spiritual bypass. I think when you break it down, I'd call it a defense mechanism, right? And it's a zoning out instead of zoning in. And I want to start off by saying, I got to tell you, I apologize, YouTube listeners. My nose is itching like crazy this morning. First, this can be any religious or spiritual practice. Now, I have tried to make it clear on multiple episodes, what I do is about me and how you respond is about you. Having said that, I try to be as clear and transparent as possible. So an example would be the Catholic Church doing a spiritual bypassing of the abuse. A clergy was able to abuse a young child and justify it some way, in some shape or form, spiritually, would be my guess. I haven't talked to anyone. There was a scandal in the Buddhist community with sexual misconduct. Don't get caught up in thinking that your religion or spiritual practice is immune. I think this probably invades every religious or spiritual practice. But if you have immediately jumped to the defense, I want you to take a moment and step back and don't think just because you practice whatever or you're a whatever that this doesn't apply to you. It's a lot of avoiding instead of accepting. We all have our dark side, right? Our shadow side. I definitely have it. When I was younger, I thought, oh my gosh, this has to be avoided at all costs. But then I wasn't able to heal. By bringing the darkness in my light, bringing the shadow forth, shining a light on it, it allowed me to heal. When we do the spiritual bypassing, we don't heal. So here are a couple of more examples of spiritual bypassing. I used one previously about the man riding the bike. And this can be a way that you can use the law of attraction to avoid responsibility, right? If we are really spiritual and on a spiritual religious path, we own our lives. I had a teacher once tell me that only a small portion of people had this instant manifestation thing going on. So I just want to share that as a side note, because when I really struggled a couple of years ago, one of the things that I was beating myself up was, well, I should be able to manifest this. I should be able to make it happen. And that's not true. I don't believe that there's some unconscious thought that I had. I just don't buy that. I saw an ad on Facebook about decluttering and tying it to manifestation. I have to tell you, it made me a little nervous. And maybe I have to rethink how I say things, because I'm all about creating the life you choose, deserve, and desire. And on one hand, that's manifesting, but I know part of it's for me that I've talked about not having any expectations on outcome. So I think, one, if you don't do the work, you're never going to create the life you desire. And also the life that might be best for you might not exactly look like what you had envisioned. And I speak, that's a truth for me. Anyway, here are some examples of spiritual bypassing. Only love and light, right? I know you know someone says, oh, love and light, it's all good, right? And you ignore any quote-unquote negative emotion. And I had an interesting thing. I've been trying to be on Facebook a lot less. And I had a memory that showed up, and it was about coming from love. And the story was how this woman gave a water bottle to a racist. I think he was out at that Virginia rally, and she said, well, here's water. You obviously need it. I don't know if you've been pepper sprayed or whatever. And that completely, because she reached out, in that instance, she was coming from a place of love and changed that man's life. And he was able to do some self-examination and say, wow, I'm full of hate. But that's different. That is coming from love. Just being like, oh, love and light. I don't want to hear anything negative. I can't hear anything bad. Can you see the difference in those two examples? So I'm talking about the second one, when you just nothing negative, you don't want that energy in your space or whatever you say. I know we all know someone like that. They're doing the spiritual bypass. They're not doing the work. They're refusing to look at the shadow side. Feel stuck, but have no clue what you need to do to move forward? Would you like to feel energized and excited every day? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Julie Caraccio supports you in finding the answers within and then taking action to make changes happen. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie can support you with life coaching. Making excuses is taking a higher path for bad behavior. Well, she'll learn from me if I take her money and tell her that her life's going to change. If I take a couple thousand dollars, I'm helping her on her karmic path. Well, that's making an excuse for bad behavior. Another way you might be doing the spiritual bypassing is not meeting people where they are. You know, we're all equal. If you believe that people are less than you, I'm going to encourage you to rethink that. We're all on the spiral at some point. I go up, and sometimes I go down. And sometimes I'll go higher, but then something might set me back. So we're just on the spiral of growth. And I've seen that when people, well, if you don't do it this way, it's wrong. One of the things I loved, I've done a couple interviews with Judy, my teacher from California, absolutely love. And one of the things Judy said all throughout the course, and that I've remembered, is she'd say, these are simply tools for your toolbox, which I'm teaching you. Go out, explore, learn other things. This is, and take what works for you. And so when you have someone that says, this is the only way, you have to do it this way, then that should be setting off some noise for you to be like, wow, maybe I need to step back and think about this. Not being able to sit with feelings or discomfort, you've got to fix something. You have to change it. Oh man, did I struggle with this one mightily. And I've gotten better, way better than I used to be. But I didn't want to feel uncomfortable. I didn't want to feel those terrible feelings. And as I've said, and I believe anyone that I've ever interviewed and asked this question has agreed with me, it takes up more energy to hold on to that stuff instead of facing it and releasing it. I remember thinking at the time, like, dang, I spent all this energy. How much have I wasted trying to hold this back when it would still poke out? Because it's going to figure a way to come out. And so now, and that's what my emotional eating still related to. When I eat emotionally, that's because I don't want to deal with something. I don't want to confront something. You know, we go finally, no matter how it turns out, court is next week. And it's caused me a lot of anxiety. I have a case. I have no clue if the judge is going to side with us. I believe the law is on our side. And I just heard something the other day from a neighbor and I thought, well, we'll see what they pull out. But that they're probably gunning for me. I might be wrong about that and we'll see. And, you know, they'll do what they're going to do. It would have been my hope and desire that they would have acted like adults and we could have talked about it. But when you ignore us for 6 months while communicating with everyone else, that doesn't sit well with me. And this is standing up for myself. My husband and I are standing up for both ourselves in a big way. And, you know, there's law, there's authority, all that junk that gets stuck in us as kids. So standing up in a big way. But if I didn't stand up for myself, if I hadn't filed the lawsuit, for me, that would have been spiritual bypassing, because that would have been like, oh, well, confrontation's bad. No, confrontation's not bad. I am going to go into this situation as neutral as humanly possible for myself. I believe that this injustice has occurred. And I think that's what is really upset me. My goal had been, I didn't want another family to go through this, but with Corona, we had to hold off on filing and another family went through this. And I see their anger and their frustration. And quite frankly, I've seen emails that anger me even worse and things that have been said to them. And so it's my sense of injustice. My sense of injustice is greater than any concern I have for rocking the boat or standing up for myself. So get comfortable with discomfort, because that can lead to big breakthroughs. Healthy boundaries are discouraged. Have you ever had someone, instead of saying, if you said, you know what, I don't really want to do this. This doesn't feel comfortable for me. This is brushing up against a boundary I have or what I consider to be integrity. And they say, oh, you have a closed heart. You're so defensive. Someone's questioning your boundaries. Again, take a step back. That's spiritual bypassing. You're saying, you know what? This is my frame. This is what I'm okay with. This is what I'm comfortable with. And by trying to use a spiritual term, then they're trying to stop you from having healthy boundaries. And that's not good. That's a form of spiritual bypassing. Intellectualizing what you're feeling instead of what you're feeling. I used to do this a lot, right? I'd read and read and read. I didn't do so much work. I was learning. I just wasn't applying what I'd learned. That's why I have Take Actions in each podcast. I'm hoping to save you some years. I'm hoping to get you started because I want you to take action. An example would be if you're assaulted. So you take a self-defense class and you'll think, oh, if this I'm going to be prepared if this happens again. But you don't deal with what had happened to you. Or maybe you get a disease and you're going to study about it and learn about it instead of owning the feelings, wow, I'm dying. How am I going to process that? Right? It goes to the brain and we completely take out the spirit and the body. Hopefully that makes sense. So you think about, where do you intellectualize something? You know, for me, it would be saying, spending a lot of time, well, I have to do this anyway, but saying, well, spending a lot of time researching more law as a way to deal with my anxiety instead of fully embracing the anxiety. Hopefully that makes sense. As I've been talking, what's ringing true to you? Where have you done the spiritual bypassing? To yourself? Have you done it to others? Have you found yourself saying, oh, open your heart more? And remember, no judgment here. It's about learning and growing. Where have you seen others do this? Have you had someone do that to you? Have you maybe been in a group and seen someone do it to someone else? Where do you see spiritual bypassing in your community, not just your neighborhood? Look at your town, look at your city, look at your county, look at your state. What about the national level? Do you think we have any spiritual bypassing going on there? And then kind of make a good stew with this, contemplate it. I'm a huge fan of journaling. Write down your thoughts. Also going to encourage you to check in with loved ones you trust outside if you're in a circle. Like I should have done that earlier and checked in with my husband and say, you know, what do you think about this monthly class I attend and the work I'm doing with this person? What are your thoughts? What do you see when I come back? Do you see it as a good thing or a bad thing? If you don't have anyone outside of your circle, I'm going to encourage you to maybe take a break, step out of that, maybe seek a professional, talk to someone you don't know, and get another perspective, because you can get caught up in something. I did. And I have to be compassionate with myself, because I desired something so strongly, I was willing to go all in. And I thought, if this can make it happen, I'm willing to go for it. So I have nothing but compassion for myself. Yeah, still a little angry. Yeah, probably. In due time, I'll release that and examine that more. But right now, I'm just like, I just have compassion for myself. Be aware of any religious or practice that's spiritual that promises bliss 24/7. Their way is the only way. Yikes, run when you hear that. I mentioned earlier, Judy'd say, this is another tool for your toolbox. Look for that. If someone's saying it has to be done this way, you're never going to feel anything bad. Nah, that's not real work. That's bypassing. You have to do the work. In the end, you have to do it. Listening to this podcast increases your awareness, but then you have to take action. And that's where you have to step up the plate. You can listen, listen, listen. You can work with someone. You can read all the books, watch all the YouTube videos. But taking action comes down to you. Becoming more aware comes down to you. So if you want to change your life, that's what you need to do. Practice self-forgiveness. And you don't need to harm yourself to do this, and you don't need to harm others. You know, it's interesting what people can twist when they want it to fit their narrative. But I encourage you, really work on forgiving yourself. And forgive others when you can, and understand that it's a process. I haven't fully forgiven the cult light leader, and I'm all right with that. I know that it's going to take a process, and one of the processes for me is going to be to write the book. I barfed up a narrative a couple years ago. I've had other things that are priorities. I know that I have to get to a place of neutrality and really stepping back and being able to not only process it, but I don't want to spend my time and energy and publish a book that's just complaining. That's not going to help anyone. I want to think, what did I learn for this? What were signs for me? What would I have done differently? What should I have done differently? And so that it can be a tool to support someone else. So I'm okay that it's a process. And you know, when someone has really hurt us or harmed us, it is easy to understand why that can take time. So accept wherever you are on that process, but any little step you can take to begin forgiving someone is always a plus. Take actions from today's podcast. Recognize no religion or spiritual practice is immune from spiritual bypassing. Understand where you might have been doing the spiritual bypass, not only to yourself, but others. Gain perspectives of other outside your community, practice, or group. Be aware where others may be engaging in this behavior with you, people, or your community. Create a plan to immediately stop when you find yourself doing the spiritual bypass. Call in others who are doing the spiritual bypassing. Accept yourself in every way, shape, and form. Commit to doing personal growth, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Practice self-forgiveness. Forgive others as you can. Have a healthy spiritual or religious practice. On our next episode, we're talking about praying with Antonio. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Do you control your clutter? Or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started.